Madman Roundup. Madman Roundup. A weekly conversation with some of the coaches and players from Marquette Senior High School.
Nobody breaks it down quite like you.
Heard online at foxsportsmarquette.com and on air at Fox Sports Marquette. 105.1 99.9. The official home for Marquette Athletics.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Redmond Roundup with Ryan Rankin and Luke Giardi. We are cruising along with you here on this Wednesday evening. Hey, Luke, how are you?
Are we cruising along? Is it Wednesday? Are we in the middle of the week? Is it hump day?
I can't believe it's already hump day, and it's 2 days away from Friday, which means high school football. Coach, big win on the road last Friday against Petoskey, 27-26, improving your record to 2-3 on the season. What are your takeaways from last Friday's game?
The biggest thing, I was just the proud of the way that we finished. You know, we got down a couple spots throughout the game. You know, we didn't finish some drives real well. You know, we got stopped on a fourth and short, gave up a couple big plays in certain situations. But every time the momentum went away from us, we found a way to make a play and get ourselves right back into it. So just proud of the guys' effort of, again, not hanging their heads and, you know, worry about whatever else is going on. Just concentrate on finishing the next play in the next drive. And we did that all game, so that was great.
Students there at the high school, the float's on display, and the game will get started at 7:30, and we're ready to roll.
Man, this is going to be a great week. I love homecoming week. It's just always good. You always get a good crowd. It's just a blast.
Yeah. Everybody's excited, from the marching band, you know, to the dance team, to the cheerleaders. The students are amped, and so it's just got that added buzz throughout the school, and it lasts all week with these theme days, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
Speaking of snow and ice, we got to talk about this girls' varsity figure skating team, because they ended up in first place at Escanaba over the weekend.
Yeah, they're having a really strong start to the season. They got their season started with a first place finish over in Houghton, and now backing it up with a first place finish over at the Escanaba meet. So for Coach Jamie Weigold and her crew, really excited to see them having a strong start to the year. And for those that don't know, this is a state championship team from last year. And so she's got a lot of those student athletes returning. So it's they're a fun group to watch.
When you're out on the court, you're in a meet. Tell us a little bit about what goes through your mind.
I'm trying not to get upset with myself, for starters. Like,
interesting.
If I have a bad shot, I can totally get down on myself, and it just ruins my whole game. So just staying positive and just trying to relax while I play.
That's some of that consistency, Coach, I think you were talking about a little earlier.
Yes.
I don't think anybody out there can truly understand how good he is when it came to the Lakeland Union football game. He caught a pass from Brendan Caskey on the sidelines and just took off.
Like, almost like he was shot out of a cannon.
It was amazing how fast he ran that football.
It was crazy.
It opened up my eyes, and I said, you know what? This guy is for real.
I didn't believe what I was seeing, to be honest with you.
That's how fast it was.
Yeah.
I mean, he took off.
I tried to convey that over the air, but I literally can't explain it, as because the Lakeland Union defender had a perfect pursuit angle.
Yeah.
That was the weird thing, is that the angle was perfect for the pursuit, just to get knocked out of bounds. And all of a sudden,
with the goalie play of Tyler Bergwall and Dylan Sabilski, can you talk about your two goalies this year and what they improved on from last?
Yeah, I think, they've both been really good for us. Tyler has a little better numbers right now, but I think for Tyler, his improvement has really just come with his confidence. Last year, he really wasn't sure. You know, he's a first-year kid, and I think he was a little fresh and a little scared at times, maybe. But he's a real competitive kid, and this year you've just seen his competitiveness come out, and he's getting better and he's getting more confident. With Dylan, I think Dylan has just been Dylan. I mean, he's the same. He's not, doesn't get too excited one way or the other. You know, he's pretty reliable back there. He stole a game for us in Houghton early in the season. You know, and since then he's struggled a bit, but I don't think it's because of him. I think, you know, when we put Dylan in net, I think the guys kind of let up a little bit and maybe don't work as hard. So for Dylan, I think he's just got to do a little better job in practice of competing and making sure that he's focused in practice. Because usually I always, you know, always tell all the players on the team that you play like you practice. So you got to make sure you bring good practice habits to the rink, and usually that translates over to games.
For Ryan Rangette, Luke Giardi, man, we had a lot of fun tonight.
It was a good time. Big thanks to Alex Tizio again, and big thanks to Coach Dave LaHillier.
So join us next Wednesday from 6 o'clock till 7 right here for Redmond Roundup on Fox Sports Marquette 105.1 and 99.9.
This has been Redmond Roundup.
Redmond Roundup.
Redmond Roundup. For past shows or to stream Fox Sports Marquette online, simply go to foxsportsmarquette.com.